Many of you people who know me know that I don't like Sichas Musar. There are three major reasons for that. Reason number one, I've always been opposed to Sichas Musar, is what type of a Baal Musar goes and works on his Gaiva before, and they put up signs beforehand, Tzadik Balayir, he's going to give Sichas Musar. It's not a Baal Musar. So Baruch Hashem, I could misakin that when I got the call today and said, you know, you're a last-minute replacement. We asked absolutely everybody. Marco said he couldn't make it tonight. So Baruch Hashem, my guy is in place. You'll be happy to note. Second time I always have is, what makes your Dvar Torah so worthwhile that it's worth stopping 20, 30 minutes of a regular Seder? Why does everyone think that what they have to say is so important? So I was misaking that. At most, I'm being mevatel 10 minutes of your time. Number three, I'll get to at the end. While I have to stand there, maybe I'll say a few words. The Gemara in Nedarim tells us that there's a shaila. Before we had Yetziat Mitzrayim, we had to go down to Mitzrayim. So what did we do that was so terrible that made us spend at least 210, 400 years in Golos? What led HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the Bris and Bein HaBesorim to say that the Avdavino Sam Arba Me'el Shana? So the Gemara in the Dharma has three answers. The first answer was that it's related to the fact that Avram Avinu doubted God. How do I know? HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I'm going to give you Eretz Yisrael. I'm going to give it to your children. So he asked, maybe HaKadosh Baruch Hu, maybe you could put that in writing? Epis, maybe a... So HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't take that. Well, that's reason number one. The second reason was Bittul Torah. That it says, Vayorech HaNichov Yelidei Beisol. When it came time to fight the war, the four kings versus the five kings. So Avram Avinu cleared out the Beis Medrash. He drafted the yeshiva boys, and that's the reason. That was not a good idea. That's the second opinion in the Gemara. It was Bittul Torah. Third reason? The third reason has to do with the end of that war. At the end of the war between the four kings and the five kings, Melech Sodom comes with an offer. He says, Tein li anefesh rechush kach loch. All the people, just give me back my people, you can keep everything else. Avram Avinu, he was such a tzaddik, he says, no, you take everything. That was the wrong answer. The right answer would have been, the Gemara says, I'm going to keep, you can have the rechush, I'm going to keep the nefesh. What did he do? He took all these people. He sent them back to Sodom. That wasn't a good idea. So those are the three possibilities, the three days in the Gemara. What did Avram Avinu do wrong that led to, ultimately, the Golos and the Shibud Mitzrayim? The Marsha, the Rosh, others point out that two out of three don't make any sense. Because Tosus and Brachas tells us, if you do the math, the Bris Bein HaBesorim happened 5 years before the Milchemes, four kings with the five kings. So how can we have a Havim and he's being punished for something that didn't even happen yet? Taka, good question. The late Rosh Yeshiva of Karen B'Yav, the Rav Chaim Yaakov Golvich, gives the following answer. Rav Golvich pointed out that when we talk about Mitzrayim, there was really two punishments. One was Golos, and the second was Shibud. We could have very well gone into Golos and not have it so bad. Like we are currently in Golos. You know what? It's Golos as Golos. This isn't such a bad one. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to send us into Golos, it didn't have to be in that type of Golos. The second was the Shibud, which you could have also had without Golos. HaKadosh Baruch Hu could have brought a fire nation into Eretz Yisrael and have been Meshabed us right there and then. So there, when we talk about Mitzrayim, there were two different aspects to it. In terms of the Shibud, that was a straight-out punishment. There's no question whatsoever that that's something that Avraham Avinu did wrong. And in fact, the Medrash says us that because of Bamei Eda, we got Yadoa Teda. That because Avraham Avinu doubted HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that is the reason why we ultimately had the punishment of the Golos, of the Shibud. However, golus is not necessarily a punishment. Golus has a purpose to it. We go into golus, why? To spread the word of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The entire world needs to, if we would all be living in Eretz Yisrael, that'd be wonderful for us. But how would the rest of the world know about HaKadosh Baruch Hu? HaKadosh Baruch Hu needs to send us into golus in order to spread the word of God. Now, how does one spread the word of God? So there's really two ways to do it. One is the simple way. You run around, you drive in your mitzvah tanks, right? You go and you do your counterpoint. You run all over the world and say, congratulations, I'd like to introduce you to God. That's one way of doing it. Kirov, outreach. That's the simple way. There's a second way of accomplishing that people will learn about God. And that is raising oneself to a certain level where people hear about it and they come to you. In order for us to get the shame of HaKadosh Baruch Hu out into the world, there are two things we can do. One is we can practically go stand on the street corners and tell people about HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The second possibility is what? We can sit in the Beis Medrash and raise ourselves to such a high level that people will come to us. You can sit in Tibet and mamish, all the Hollywood stars will come running over to you because I want the chachma. That's what we should be aiming for. So that's what Rav Golva says the answer is. In terms of why was there Shibud, you have the Yadoa Teda came because of the Vamayeda. However, why did we have to go into Golus? That's a different question with different answers. When it came to the Golus, there's two ways we could have avoided it. Either we could have avoided it by the Limud HaTorah, or we could have avoided it by the outreach. So that's what the Gemara tells us, that Avram blew them both. In terms of the Limud HaTorah, he had the Bittul Torah, Vayarech Chanicham Yelidei Beiso. And in terms of the outreach, the fact that he had this opportunity, the God of Sodom, the people that needed the Kirov more than anyone else, were handed to him, and he handed them back. So obviously it wasn't working. So that's the answer. The answer is that all three answers in the Gemara are right. The Shibud was because of the Bameida, and the Golus was because of combination. That he was not successful in the Limud HaTorah, and he was not successful in the Kirov as well. As Talmidim in Yeshiva, this is something that comes up a lot. Summer's coming around and the signs are already going up. That you can go for NCSY, you can go for Counterpoint, you can run all over the world and you can save Klal Yisrael. You can save the whole world. Obviously, there's a fair amount of import to do Kirov. There's no shortage of Jews in the world out there that can use a little Kirov. That's for sure. And if someone feels that they are talented in this, and they have the ability to go out into the world and help people recognize HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to bring people closer to the Torah, that's something wonderful. However, if someone is not a natural at this, and someone who perhaps is more intellectual, realize that staying in the Beis Medrash is a form of Kirov as well. If a person's talents lie not in running around, but staying where they are, if that person sits in the Beis Medrash and raises themselves morally, intellectually, and ethically, that people in the world will go out and say, oh, this is something I'd like to be like. I want to know how that person became that. Right? I go and I learn in a Beis Medrash in a different community, and they walk in and they say, no, Taka, how did this guy turn out that way? Maybe my kid should turn out that way. That's no less Kirov than running around. So that's the message here. Why did we have Golus? Why do we have Golus, unfortunately, at this point? Because whatever work there is to be done, there still is to be done. But we, on our own, should realize that everyone has their own talents and take advantage of it. If your talent is to sit in the Beis Medrash, if your talent is to go out into the world, either one are good. We need both of these types of people. Everyone should realize for themselves, and they should try to spread the word of HaKadosh Baruch Hu however possible. The third thing that bothers me about Sichas Musar are Balei Musar who can't finish in time for Maariv.